Low pressure over central Georgia is forecast to move southward, helping to form a broad area of low pressure in a couple of days. It seems a bit unusual a front is moving north to south instead of vice versa, but not really, says Dennis Feldgen at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
We're all used to seeing those tropical waves coming off the coast of Africa, and we've got lots of time to watch it, but about a third of the systems that eventually become tropical cyclones actually develop from something that didn't have anything to do with the tropics.
That trough is expected to move toward the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and there's an 80% chance it will form into a tropical depression.
And sitting in that warm environment with low wind shear and warm Gulf waters, it is certainly possible that a tropical depression is going to form by the end of the week, and that low is just going to meander along the northern Gulf Coast, kind of drifting westward.
Once over water, Feldgen says the system will feed off its energy and has the potential to bring heavy rain along the northern and eastern Gulf Coast. But for now, it's too early for specifics in the forecast, which currently encompasses a wide swath.
From Tampa Bay going northward all along the Gulf Coast, going westward toward New Orleans, and maybe even farther west than that. That's something you'll have to keep checking in your local weather forecast for, but certainly there is the potential for heavy rainfall.
Governor Ron DeSantis is urging residents in north and central Florida to be prepared for possible heavy rain and the potential for flooding in low-lying areas. Also advising preparation is Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson during his weekly news conference.
Pensacola is likely to get significant flash flood thunderstorm activity. While even it may not be a hurricane, I don't think at this point anybody can afford not to be prepared for weather and what may happen, flash flooding. But we're definitely out there being prepared for what we need to do in the event of a storm.
Fire Chief Jenny Craner, who doubles as Pensacola's Emergency Operations Director, has been coordinating with Escambia County and with the city.
She's been sent it to every other department, so we are well aware of the potential that's there. We're trying to get that ready, but even if it's not a full-blown hurricane, I think we got to be vigilant.
Those still recovering from Hurricane Michael are among the people being advised to brace for what could be the 2019 hurricane season's second named storm, Barry. Once again, Dennis Feldgen at the National Hurricane Center.
Well, what they need to do is be checking in at their weather forecast. Nothing's going to happen until we get into the middle part of the week. What I would certainly be prepared for right now is just a lot of rain. And, you know, you should have done it already because we're into the hurricane season. But if you haven't, make sure you got a hurricane plan.
The 2019 hurricane season in the Atlantic and Caribbean and the Gulf began June 1st and will continue through November 30th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.